Welcome, I am your host, Chrisanne Hall, and so happy to be here with you on this fantastic Monday. We were off last week. There were no live podcasts last week. We were very busy off doing teaching tours in Ohio and a little bit of our own background administrative work in Texas. You guys who watch me on Victory TV got to see me live in Fort Worth, Texas at the Believers Conference there in Texas for the Kenneth Copeland Ministries and Victory News. So those of you who watch Man Victory, you didn't quite miss me all week, but those of you who just watch or listen to this podcast, we are back this week. And it is my pleasure, as always, to be with you. However, there are some people that don't pleasure in being with me. Oh, by the way, everybody give your hand clap, give your wave to Christian, who's behind the scenes making everything happen, who is not mic'd up today. Have a little sound problems with that, but we're going to work it out one way or another. And don't worry, I haven't forgotten. We are still going to make that Christian cam work one point. Much to Christian's chagrin, I think. I don't know if Christian, are you actually looking forward to the Christian cam? He said, not really. Well, I know everybody else's, and I know they are, because the last time they saw you at the Moms for Liberty, they're like, oh, it's Christian. They love you, Christian. You cannot deny them. So anyway, there are those who do not appreciate spending time with me, and on that list, as newly declared Chrisanne Hall haters, is, are you ready? Bum, 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 bum. Eventbrite. Eventbrite has banned me. Not just me, but is threatening to ban people who have me come speak. For those of you who aren't seeing this on your screen, or maybe your phone is too small for you to read it, I'm going to read it for you because it's really, 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 really quite interesting. This had to do with the event that I just finished in Ohio. We are reaching out regarding your event listing, Chrisanne Hall, Educate, Organize, and Activate class on August 6th, 2022. We encourage our organizers to express their views and gather for a chosen purpose as long as it's done in a way that doesn't violate our legal terms. In this instance, we determined that Chrisanne Hall engages in or promotes conduct that violates our community guidelines and therefore is not permitted on the Eventbrite platform as an organizer or a featured speaker. As a result, your event listing has been removed. Check this out, though. You may continue to use Eventbrite for other events. However, if we become aware of any future event featuring Chrisanne Hall, we will remove it, and listing such an event could result in your account being terminated. Well, I am quite and completely honored by Eventbrite's recognition that our message is contrary to communist community standards. That is something that I take great pride in. However, when you look at their legal terms and you look at their community guidelines, there is in no way listed a protection of communist community standards. And when you read that list, they can't prove that I do anything that violates their multiple list things. As a matter of fact, the children drag queen shows that they allow to be hosted on Eventbrite violate particular community standards. And so it's very interesting that PFLAG Riverview, who held their children's drag queen event, along with several other of these events, hosting people that are hateful and that are engaging in explicit conduct with minors, which is actually written contrary to their community standards. Those events are listed on Eventbrite without any argument whatsoever. So, break out the popcorn. This is going to get interesting. We're going to get to the bottom of this, and I'll take you guys along for the ride. So from our event, even though Eventbrite came against us, we actually had a really successful event this past weekend, and I have some pictures to show you. Sorry, the camera got a little bit blurry, but Christian, run through the pictures of the people, you know, like the individual pictures. Do you see that? Maybe not. Okay. I threw Christian a curveball. So I'm going to take a drink of water. All right. So he's going to scroll through that, just the individuals there, some great people that I met. And after he's done with that, he can go down to the pictures of the events. Let me know when you switch over to the picture of the events, starting with the table of men. Are you there? Okay. Now you're going to the table? Yes. All right. So this first event was a prayer breakfast that JC taught at. And just knocked it out of the park, man. Totally blew them away. The pastor was just so stunned. So don't get locked into, you know, the Chris Ann Hall only thing. JC, man, he's amazing. And then the activism boot camp that we did in Sharonville, Ohio, you'll see I'm on the platform, but you'll also see that JC is on the platform because we tag team that class. And we were really happy to be a part of this training session there in Sharonville, Ohio, with the building blocks for the Constitution building block for liberty people. They put on a great event. We had over 250 people there, and people, and that's really amazing when you think about an event with over 200 people that is actually a four-hour event. When you have a four-hour event teaching people the Constitution and how to educate and activate people, and they're willing, over 250 probably, sitting for 4 hours learning, that is a really big deal. And, I mean, if you're big-time celebrity, that's probably not a big deal. But we're talking about people who are dedicated and motivated to actually learn how to be a solution and not just complaining about the problem. And so that's what we did. It is called our activism boot camp, and we teach you how to be the solution and not just complaining about the problem. And it was so successful. People were so motivated, and I had so many people. I mean, people were laughing because it's not just your regular professor, Bueller, right? So we have fun, and people were laughing, people were crying, highly motivated, ready to get out, coming out educated and equipped and ready to go. So thank you again for Building Blocks from Liberty for bringing us into Sharonville, Ohio to teach that amazing class. You can even go to Instagram or Facebook and see a couple short videos, one from my class and one from JC's portion of the class, and get updated on that. I'm going to show Christian. Well, I'm not. Christian's going to show you a video from Joe Biden when we come back after this break. I'm going to go ahead and take the break just a little bit early, Christian. And we're going to talk about this video that is being shared all over the internet about from Joe Biden. It's actually a video of a speech he gave. We're going to break it down for you because it's infuriating. It's outrageous, not just simply because of his normal bumbling nature, but the message that it gives. And so at this break, what we have is a little video clip of our online training program, LibertyFirstSociety.com. LibertyFirstSociety.com is your constitutional American history education platform. It is the best online education for the Constitution and American history. I don't say that lightly. I say that because I know it. The other online Constitution education platforms do not go into the depth that we do, do not cover all the issues that we use. If they cover it, and we cover more. So go ahead and roll it, Christian. This is LibertyFirstSociety.com.
One thing to realize, there's something that needs to be done. But there's a whole nother thing in knowing what it takes to stand. You've got to count the cost. The only way you can do that is if you are filled with truth and filled with courage. Samuel Adams said, "No people will tamely surrender their liberties nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved." He said, "But on the contrary, when the people become universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink underneath their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders." It's got to be bigger than you. It's got to be bigger than now. It's got to be about our future. You cannot lose your liberty and stay who you are, because God wove that into your spirit and made you free.
Simple enough for your sixth grader to understand, but with enough depth and education that a serious scholar will learn more than he could ever imagine. And I'll say he or she, right? Because that's what we're supposed to do. So here's this Biden video. Do we have it queued up? Yes? Okay, go ahead and play it. It's not working? Oh, okay. All right. We got it working now. You're going to start it over from the beginning? Okay. No worries. We can manage.
Tax credits. Also, restore some fairness to the tax code.
So, here's what I want you to know. Listen to what he has to say. Keep it up there, Christian, because we're going to run through it one more time after I say this. Listen to what he says. The security of the country depends upon this. Saving American families' money. Now, these are the two key election issues. You need to understand that. When people are polled about what they want from an election, they want to save money and they want to feel safe. So what he is trying to do is to sell you a tax increase because it's going to make you feel safer. And even though your tax increase is going to come, it's actually going to save you money. And here's how we're going to save you money. We're going to allow you to do some things. Are you ready again, Christian? Let's run through this one more time. Keep in mind what I just told you.
Allowing them to put in new windows and doors and solar panels and the like, and get tax credits for that. Also, going to restore some fairness to the tax code.
Can you scoot it back to the beginning, Christian?
Okay, investments, thanks. In clean energy, security, the security of the country is at stake. We're going to save American families hundreds of dollars a year on paying their energy bills by allowing them to have money to invest, by allowing them to put in new windows and doors and solar panels and the like, and get tax credits for that. Also going to restore some fairness to the tax code.
Okay, so go ahead and bring it back to me. You catch that? See, this is the problem that I have with the mentality of this administration and the people who support this administration. This whole idea that we get benefit from the government because they allow us to do things. Now, I'm not exaggerating. This is not hyperbole, people. This is exactly why you're getting all of this push for a massive, assault weapons bans. Because in this government, in this Marxist ideology regime, you don't have anything unless the government allows you to have it. You need to know this is what they believe. They believe everything is government's and that you are allowed to do things. You are given things from government in order to exist and live your life. See, that's why I played the LibertyFirstSociety.com video before this, because you see, the problem in America is not solved by the Republican Party. The problem in America is not solved by electing the right representatives. The problem in America is not going to be solved by some regime's economic plan. Because you see, all these problems are actually symptoms of a real underlying foundational problem. They all exist because the majority of America has devolved into a universal ignorance as to the proper flow of government and the proper role of government. This idea that government is on the top and people are on the bottom is anti-American. It is anti-constitutional republic. America is built, read your state constitution. Read your state constitution. Your state constitution says, in the first section, whether it be called Bill of Rights or Declaration of Rights, all political power is derived from the people. Biden's speech declares all political power is derived from the government, as if they exist by the very own nature of their existence. And the only reason people have new windows, the only reason people have security, the only reason the people have more money is if those in government allow you to have it. May I also mention to you, this is precisely why he is absolutely proving my argument on why vouchers are destructive to private school and homeschool. Let me connect these dots for you. You have to hear this. He's telling you exactly what these people believe. You have more money because the government allows you to keep it. That's what he said. We're going to allow you to install new windows. We're going to allow you to have tax breaks. Do you know what that means? That means it is a privilege from government to not pay a tax. What that means is they believe they're giving you government money, right? They're going to allow you to have money that by right, in their mind, and I did this on purpose, in their mind, belongs to them. I have, of all the things that I have taught over the years, the one thing that I think I've gotten the most flack on is my dispute about the quote-unquote school choice movement. I believe in school choice, but I know America already has school choice. You can choose to homeschool your child. You may choose to send your child to a private school. You may choose to send your child to a government school. It is your choice. Your choice will be made based on whatever your personal circumstances may be. But make no mistake, it is a choice. Because I know of plenty of parents who both work, who still homeschool their children. I know plenty of single parents who have learned to sacrifice in something so that their child or children can go to a private school. So I really do not receive well the argument, I don't have time to homeschool or I don't have the resources for a private school. Because all of those things are being done in America because they're based on choices. We don't need vouchers to have choice. We already have the choice. And to the contrary, vouchers will destroy school choice. Because of this very thing that Biden just told you. This is the ideology, this is the thought process of every government, whether it be state, local, or federal. That when you keep tax dollars, you are keeping money that belongs to the government. They're allowing you to keep their money. I understand that's wrong. I understand that's not true. I understand that tax dollars are our dollars. As a matter of fact, I understand it probably more deeply than most because our founding fathers made the argument that tax dollars are people's dollars and not government dollars. And I've done that whole study. I've read James Madison's argument before the House of Representatives in 1792 over the cod fishery debate. I've read these things. I know they are, that tax dollars are people money, not government money. But we are so far removed from that education. And you now hear it. It's not me telling you anymore. It's Biden telling you, giving you insight on what every other government believes in America. So when you take a voucher to pay for your private school or to pay for your homeschool, it is not your money in the eyes of government. They are allowing you to have their money. And when you spend their money on private education, when you spend their money on homeschool, that means they have a vested interest and an inherent authority to tell you what you can and cannot teach. If you take vouchers in your school, the government now has an inroad to tell you exactly what you have to teach. If you take vouchers to homeschool your child, the government now has an inroad to mandate what you homeschool teach your child. And then what they mandate will be the same thing that's in the public schools. And then by the very nature of mandating the same curriculum in the government schools, the same curriculum in the home schools, the same curriculum in the private schools, guess what? You can choose the location, but you're not choosing the education. School choice is dead. D-E-A-D, dead with vouchers. Because of exactly what Biden is telling you today. tax dollars in the eyes of those in government don't belong to you anymore. Tax dollars are government revenue. They even call it government revenue. It belongs to them. They believe they've worked for it. Or at least that's the argument they make. It's what they believe. It's not true, but it doesn't matter. Because when you take it, you will be required to do what they say to keep it. So you may have to decide to just let it go and do what you want to do on your own. Or to keep the money, you have to comply. That's how it works. You just watch now, because they've created this new PPP task force to go in and prosecute the people for fraud, for taking PPP COVID dollars fraudulently. What do you think the criteria is going to be to even start an investigation for PPP fraud? Well, I'll tell you what it's going to be. What is your political ideology? What is your religious ideology? That's going to be the top two criteria on whether an investigation needs to be conducted on whether you have fraudulently taken PPP money. It's why I told the churches don't take it. Because the PPP contract says the government can come in and audit you. And they can stop your payments and require you to pay back what they've already given you immediately with interest. And here we are. Exactly what the Biden administration is doing. Here we are. Biden himself telling you he's going to allow you to buy new windows for your home. He's going to allow you to do things. He's going to allow you to have some tax dollars back, to have more money to spend. He's going to allow you to have more money to spend. These teaching moments are so very important. And we have to take these teaching moments to heart. And we've got to learn from them. Experience is the oracle of truth, and where its responses are unequivocal, they ought to be held to be sacred and conclusive. Alexander Hamilton. They're telling us exactly what we should know. We can't, if we deny it, you know what? It's on us. So let's learn from it. When we come back from the break, I'm going to show you something else that's going on. Some good news, some bad news, something that should encourage you as well. So, Christian, go ahead and let's take us into this break. We have those in command who are refusing. They're refusing because they understand their oath is to the Constitution of the United States. These mandates violate the Constitution. Their oath is to support, defend the Constitution of America. And these mandates are violating the rights of Americans, even service members. And they're refusing to enforce them. And the courage and the character to stand on principle like that is unfortunately rare. We have way too many commanders, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard, who are saying, oh, I'm so sorry, I wish I didn't have to do this, this breaks my heart, but it's an order, I have to follow orders. I'm sorry, if you are an officer in the U.S. military, you do not take an oath to follow orders. You need to refresh your memory on your oath, officers. Your oath is to the Constitution of the United States, to defend the Constitution of the United States, not to follow orders. As a matter of fact, your oath specifically on purpose does not say that you have to follow orders. Your oath is to the Constitution because your oath, your Constitution, is superior to any order. We are going to be putting together, Attorney Davis Yance and I are going to be putting together a informational flyer to help our service members encourage their commanders to follow the Constitution and to follow their oath. So keep your eyes open for that. I'm going to hopefully have that by the end of this week. It's going to be amazing, and we're going to empower people to do what I believe they already want to do. So next up on our agenda today is a story that I ran across that's pretty amazing. This is the, I'm trying to find it here on my phone. Where is that, Christian? Oh, here it is. Seminole County, Florida sheriff will not enforce assault weapons registry if passed. So Seminole County, Sanford, Florida is in Seminole County, and Seminole County Sheriff Dennis Lemma has come out against the proposed state constitutional amendment that would regulate automatic weapons, saying he would not enforce it. The amendment proposed in the state legislature would ban possession of assault weapons, which are defined as semi-automatic rifles and shotguns capable of holding more than 10 rounds of ammunition at once, either in a fixed or detachable magazine or any other ammunition feeding device. Anyone who already owns an assault weapon as defined in the amendment would be required to register it with the state. According to a video posted by the group Florida 2A, Lemma was asked about the proposed amendment by Bob White, the chair of the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus. Bob White is our friend, by the way. White asked Lemma if he would enforce the provisions on people who refuse to register their weapons. He says, it's not only that I wouldn't. The majority of sheriffs across the state would not do it. Lemma said with the video, it's up to the sheriffs what they are willing to enforce. Well, I am highly, highly encouraged by this. I am extremely encouraged by this because this is your strongest check and balance on state, local, and federal unconstitutionally exercised authority, your sheriff. Sheriff's understanding that they are the ultimate arbiters at this point. They are the ones who, by oath to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of their state, have not only the duty but the responsibility to determine, to weigh a law, to hold a law, an order, an EO up to the Constitution and say, what does this say? What does this say? Well, this sheriff, and apparently he's aware of other sheriffs in the country that will do that, don't believe this amendment would even pass constitutional muster, as it would completely contradict Article 1, Section 8 of the Florida Constitution, which says that the Florida government can only regulate how and where you carry, not what you can possess. Which is not even, and not how you possess something. The registration of a firearm is not allowed by the Florida Constitution. So that's very encouraging. I have another encouraging video for you. Go ahead and play that video, Christian. Let me know if it works for you this time.
Get on the ground!
I'm a federal agent.
Why wouldn't you show me your ID when I got here? Don't move forward, okay.
You didn't ask for it.
Get on the ground. We'll figure it out.
On that 10-8. Not getting on the ground.
Well, then stay where you're at.
I'll stay where I'm at.
Fine. Why do you got to make this harder than it is?
Listen, I'm not getting on.
I have no problem making this.
That's one CJ. Three precincts are responsible.
You're the overreacting.
I'm not overreacting. We got a call that someone's impersonating a police officer out here and doesn't have ID.
No kidding, because she doesn't want to open it.
Okay, get on the ground so I can find out who you are.
It ain't happening.
Okay, fine. Fine. Do you find I think I'm a police officer or something? What the heck's the matter with you? Who do you think you are? Get on the ground!
I'm not getting on the ground.
Chopper, thanks.
I'm not kidding.
917, I'm pulling up.
I got my ID.
Do not reach for your waist. Keep your hands up.
Dude, why would I have an Olay shirt?
Get your hands up. Get on the ground.
Face down now.
Now.
Face down.
You guys are making a big mistake.
You are the one making a mistake.
Face down now. All the way down. All the way. All the way.
You got my IDs right here, left pocket. Left pocket.
And we're going to put your arm on your back.
Wait a second.
Do not resist.
I'm not resisting.
You're acting like a moron.
Wait a second. Don't do this. Wait a second. I got a medical condition. Get my license out of my pocket. Please.
We're getting you secured first.
Please, wait. Don't go. Hold on.
All right, bring me back, Christian. Seriously, the arrogance of this federal agent. When the officers say, get down on the ground, he's like, I'm not getting down. Really? So let me ask you this. If that ATF agent was telling me or telling you to get down on the ground and you looked at him and said, I'm not getting on the ground, how do you think he would have responded to that? See, this is the mentality of these federal agents. They're operating on a two-tier justice system already. Already from the get-go. Hey, so what if there's a misunderstanding? So what if there's a misunderstanding? I'm sure the misunderstanding will get cleared up. First misunderstanding was showing up at someone's door without notifying local police that you were going. Excuse me, ATF, you don't have jurisdiction in our counties without the permission of the sheriff. And maybe now this ATF agent will realize that even if he doesn't believe he is in submission and subordinate, he is subordinate to the sheriff and the police department locally, maybe he'll now in future realize that he has to at least let somebody know where he's going to be and what he's doing. But the arrogance, guys, the arrogance of this ATF agent. And then when he gets down on the ground, he's resisting. Oh, and then my favorite part is, I have a medical condition. What? Are you kidding me? What? It's going to get worked out. It's going to get cleared up. If it's really true, then you do what you would expect everyone else to do. You simply peacefully comply until you can work out the misunderstanding, which should be very simple because they don't know who you are. They don't report you're impersonating an officer. You're being non-compliant, you're being obstructive, you're being an a-hole. What are they going to learn from that? What are they going to learn from that? Nothing. So it's this two-tiered justice system with these federal agents that we really got to come to an understanding. These people do not operate in our real world anymore. These people do not respect you. They do not respect your rights. They do not respect the Constitution. They do not respect your state government. They do not respect your local government. They do not respect you. And that's why I applaud these officers for doing what they did. Seriously. Now, I don't know what happened after they discovered he was a federal agent. But these officers were willing to protect the people, regardless of who was standing in front of them. And I want to applaud these officers for that. But there will be a day when our sheriffs will have to do that even when they know who they are. Well, what am I saying? There will become a day. There's already been a day. Brad Rogers, the sheriff of Elkhart, Indiana, threatened the USDA and the FDA with arrest for issuing warrants against Amish farmers for raw milk and cheese. We have a sheriff in Utah threatened the Federal Forestry Service with arrest if they came on their county property again. I mean, it's happening all over America. You just don't get to see it because the media and the politicians, they don't want you to see how it works, how it's supposed to work, and that it does work. That's why I want you to see what's coming down the pipe. I want you to know why this is important, why you need to be encouraging your police chief, why you need to be encouraging your sheriff to stand up for your constitution, for your rights, whether it be against criminals or overreaching government. That is their job. That is their duty. Christian, put up the Fox News article. We have Capitol Police putting out a job listing for a Capitol Police attorney, which would be the equivalent of a city attorney, right? Washington, D.C. is a small local jurisdiction. If you want to, maybe a county attorney or a city attorney, that's the equivalent of an attorney that would work with the Capitol Police, a city attorney, a county attorney. Some police departments, some sheriff departments have in-house counsel. So it could also be something like in-house counsel for your sheriff, in-house counsel for your police chief, to make sure that the police chief, the sheriff, has a counsel in office to advise them and represent them when accusations come against them. But the Capitol Police is listing that this attorney would represent the Capitol Police, yet work for the Department of Justice. Now, the Department of Justice is a federal agency. Washington, D.C. police are not federal, guys. They're just like your police chief, your county sheriff, or your city police. They are not a federal agency. And yet we have the Department of Justice paying for an attorney to represent the Capitol Police. Watch as these lines become more and more blurred until we have one national police department, one head, one national head of Justice Department, whether it be federal or state and local. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to consolidate all justice into the Department of Justice federally, all police into federal police. That's what they're trying to do. You don't believe me? Christian, show him the next picture. This is the blue one, right? Look, guys. The 2022 National Faith and Blue Weekend. America's most powerful law enforcement groups. The U.S. Department of Justice, most powerful. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security. And the National Civil Rights Organization Movement Forward, Inc. The most powerful law enforcement groups are the Department of Justice, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and the National Rights Organization Movement Moving Forward, Inc. I'm sorry, grammar matters. I know that's what they meant, but their grammar sucks. So that's what they said. That's what they said because they're ignorant of grammar, but we'll just move on. We'll jointly announce the largest, most consolidated police community outreach effort in the United States. Consolidated. That's what they want. They want a consolidated justice, a consolidated police department. Why? So then everybody gets to be treated the way the FBI wants you treated. Everybody gets to be prosecuted. So the Department of Justice gets to determine who is the criminal and who is the freeman. And now we know since some people have decided to wake up politically and see that the Department of Justice is training people that that founding American ideologies are now extremist. This is, I try not to be annoyed by this stuff, guys, but all these people that are just now waking up to the idea that the Department of Justice, the DOD, are being trained, that the Gadsden flag is an extremist thing, that the Constitution is extremist, that founding principles are extremist, and people who love liberty are extremist. Hey, Janet Napolitano started that. We've been trying to expose that since 2012. Congress brought Janet Napolitano to the carpet in 2012 over the same thing that now all of a sudden Congress is awake to and having a hissy fit over. 10 years later, 10 years prior to today, there was a congressional hearing with Janet Napolitano over these very same conditions being taught to the DOD, the Department of Justice, and the Department of Homeland Security. 10 years ago, when Congress had done what it was supposed to have done 10 years ago, we wouldn't even be having this conversation today. But because Congress, the members of Congress, the conservative, remember we had a conservative majority back then, the conservative majority in Congress was completely feckless in 2012. The Department of Justice, the FBI, the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security have had 10 years of educating their employees and their staff on these their definition of extremist ideologies. 10 years they've been training people up in this. Now all of a sudden, these people are waking up and deciding that this is a bad thing. Members of the Senate and members of Congress, like, ooh, this is amazing. This is brand new. No, it's not. It's 10 years old. And because the Republican majority in the House and the Senate turned a blind eye to what was in front of them 10 years ago, here's where we are. So once again, I have to say, I told you so. Once again, my heart breaks over that. Those of you who have been following us for all this time and all those of you who have been watching, you know. And I know you've been spreading the word too. But guess what? All things created in the dark will come to the light. There will be vindication. There will be vindication. Because when you stand on truth, which is the light, the darkness of lies cannot survive. And that's why I'm hopeful. With everything we've been teaching now for nearly 13 years is being seen. You know, they think it's brand new. They think it's never been seen before. But in reality, I'm just happy that they're finally seeing it. Because I had to see it once too. So keep speaking. Keep teaching. Keep learning. Keep looking. Because the victory is coming. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I think this has been a great and powerful show. Make sure you leave your comments below. Tell somebody who's going to read the comments why they need to watch this show. Tell somebody who's going to read the comments what they can learn from this show. And maybe you'll grab them while they're scrolling by and give them a reason to get educated so they can get organized and activated and defend liberty for not just us, but our future generations. Well, everybody, say goodbye to Christian, and we say goodbye to you, and we will see you next time.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights.
We have a power.
And we've raised a spoiled brat representative government that needs to be taken to the woodshed. Are you satisfied with the government that owns you? There are churches who refuse to allow us to use their facilities to teach.
Unspoken or even sometimes spoken rule that religion and politics don't mix. You wouldn't dare speak out against the government or somehow resist.
Christians have to be involved in politics. God commands it.
Every turn of event through history hinged.
One person will stand up.
Upon a single person.
And then everybody else will stand.
A gym member surrounded by a crowd of supporters was placed in handcuffs.
A Tampa Bay pastor has been arrested.
Sentenced to a week in
jail.
She
also tore up a cease and desist letter.
We have a posterity waiting for us to say, we will not comply, so you will be free. We have a chance to fight without bloodshed. But every time we comply, we establish a future where our children will not have that option.
Why do we sit down when all should be standing?